Montana State University Billings announced the opening of a sweat lodge on its campus today. It's part of the university's efforts to retain Indigenous students. About 25 people gathered in the backyard of the Native American Achievement Center, listening to MSUB Chancellor Dan Edelman as he dedicated the new sweat lodge. It's a dome used for prayer by some Great Plains tribes. This one has rocks from Snake Butte on the Fort Belknap Reservation and is made of cedar.
We definitely worked very hard to try to improve the educational access and success for our Native American students.
Although research says Native Americans are the least likely racial demographic to attend college, MSUB says its Native student enrollment has grown in recent years. This fall, the university says its Native student body grew to 345 students total across its two campuses.
Now we gotta make sure not only we recruit students, but we retain them as well. And this is part of the retention efforts.
The university has also hired a tribal liaison to travel to different tribal nations and recruit students. This sweat lodge is part of that. It's the only one located on a non-tribal campus in Montana and took about $10,000 in private donations to build and bring up to Billings Fire Code.
We can go over here. Okay,
Joe McGeeshick, the interim director of the Native American Achievement Center, raised the bulk of that money. He says a sweat lodge is helpful to retain Native students.
But it's not essential. What's essential is having faculty and staff and administration understand where Indians are coming from, what they've been through.
He says the sweat lodge is another tool to help faculty and administrators understand Native students and support their success. McGeeshick replaced former director Reno Charette this summer, in part to help get the ball rolling on the sweat lodge. That's according to an email obtained from a public records request between Provost Melinda Arnold and Chancellor Edelman. It says that McGeeshick was hired to hit the ground running with fundraising and community building for the sweat lodge powwow and program expansion efforts. Robin Beggs, his own, an Assiniboine and Sioux student at MSUB, sweats twice a month at a lodge outside Billings. He says it helped him get sober over a decade ago, and now...
It helps me through school. It helps me in a lot of things in my life. If I feel down, if I'm depressed or anything like that, and I go in a sweat, by the time I get out of that sweat, I feel much better.
He says the MSUB Sweat Lodge will help bond Native students and create a sense of community. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.